Yarra Valley FM
10
Song Count.
Hello, I'm Barry Cotts and welcome to the 10 Song Count on Yarra Valley FM, where we remember the songs and events that shaped our lives in years past. On this occasion, we're taking a look at the year 1975. And in that year, the predecessor of youth radio Triple J commences broadcasting in Sydney. Malcolm Fraser replaces Billy Snedden as the Liberal Party leader. Medibank is introduced for the first time. The Tasman Bridge disaster. And colour television makes its debut. And in sport, Think Big wins the Melbourne Cup. And in the AFL, North Melbourne defeated Hawthorn by 55 points to win their first premiership.
Yarra Valley FM 10 Song Count.
Number 10.
Hush was another of those 1970s Australian glam rock groups and became famous during frequent appearances on Countdown for Teenagers and live concerts. They first came to attention when they made the New South Wales finals of Australia's national rock band competition, Hoadley's Battle of the Sounds, in 1975 with a rocked-up, driving version of Larry Williams' Boney Maroney. They were riding the wave of the glam rock craze in Australia.
I got a girl called Boney Maroney.
Number 9.
Texan Freddie Fender was a country rock and roll musician who enjoyed initial success in the late 50s, early 60s, but his career was cut short when he spent time in prison for possession of marijuana. He made a comeback in 1975 with a hit which he is best known for, Before the Next Teardrop Falls.
If he brings you happiness, and I wish you all the best, it's your happiness that matters most of all. But if he ever breaks your heart, if the teardrop ever starts, I'll be there for the naked teardrop fall. Si te quiere de verdad y te da felicidad, te deseo lo más bueno a los dos. Pero si te hace llorar, a mí me puedes hablar. Y estaré contigo cuando triste estás. I'll be there anytime you need me by your side to dry away every teardrop that you cry. And if it ever leaves you blue, just remember I love you. And I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. And I'll be there before the next teardrop falls.
Number 8.
Bob Hudson was an Australian singer and radio presenter, best known for the satirical narrative song, The Newcastle Song, which topped the Australian charts for 4 weeks in 1975. The single version of The Newcastle Song was an edit of a much longer live recording that was featured on the Newcastle Song album. It poked fun at the working class youth culture of the city of Newcastle in New South Wales.
Don't you ever let a chance go by, oh Lord.
Up in Newcastle, they have very strange mating habits. All the young women of Newcastle walk down the main street, which is called Hunter Street, for reasons that will become obvious later on in the song. All the young men of Newcastle drive down Hunter Street in their hot FJ Holdens with chrome-plated grease nipples and double-reverse overhead twin-cam door handles.
Sitting eight abreast in the front seat, and they lean out the window and say real cool things to the sheilas on the footpath, like,
G'day. And every now and then, of course, one of the young ladies thinks to herself, she thinks,
Don't you ever let a chance go by, oh Lord, don't you ever let a chance go by. Don't you ever let a chance go by, oh Lord, don't you ever let a chance go by.
Anyway, there was this mob of blokes driving down Hunter Street in the front seat of the hot FJ with chrome-plated grease nipples and twin overhead foxtails. And the coolest of them all, who got to sit near the window, was young Normie. They pulled up outside the Parthenon milk bar, and standing outside the Parthenon was this beautiful-looking Sheila. Oh! Oh! Said young Normie, who'd come top in his class in English. Oh! He said. So he leaned out the window and he said real suave, like he said, G'day. This 9-foot-tall Hell's Angel came out of the Parthenon milk bar, looked at Norm and said, oh, what are you? Norm said, what are you? Bloke on the footpath said, you want to go, do you, mate, eh? Norm said, yeah, you want to go, mate. Bloke on the footpath said, yeah, I'll have a go. Norm said, do you know who you're picking? Bloke on the footpath said, nah, who am I picking? Norm said, you find out, mate. And all of a sudden there was a break in the traffic. And as any young Newcastle lad knows, when you're getting monstered by a 9-foot-tall Hell's Angel, and there's a break in the traffic.
Don't you ever let a chance go by, oh Lord, don't you ever let a chance go by. Don't you ever. Don't you ever let a chance go by, oh Lord, don't you
You're listening to the 10 Song Count on Yarra Valley FM, and we're looking at the year 1975.
Number 7.
Please, Mr. Postman was the debut single by the Marvelettes for the Tamla Motown label in 1961. It became a number one hit single in early 1975 when the Carpenters covered the song and actually did a music video at Disneyland in California. Here it is at number 7.
Stop, whoa, yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait,
wait,
hey,
hey, hey.
Ten Song Count, number 6.
Captain and Tennille were a US pop duo who achieved their success from 1975 to 80 with a repertoire of hit songs. The duo consisted of Captain, Daryl Dragon, and Tony Tennille. They're probably best known for their singles Love Will Keep Us Together and Do That To Me One More Time, as well as their television variety series, which appeared on US television in the late 70s. Originally written and performed by Neil Sedaka a year or so before this song, is best remembered by the Captain Tennille's cover version. Coming in at number 6, it's Love Will Keep Us Together.
Stop, stop, stop.
'Cause I really love you. Stop, stop,
I've been
Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
10 song count, number 5.
Horror Movie was the second single from the Skyhawks album Living in the 70s and was their first number one single in Australia, staying there for 2 weeks in March 1975. The single was greatly helped along by the band's appearance on the then new pop music TV show Countdown. The song itself, written by bass player Greg McKinch, is about how the world has taken a turn for the worse with all the chaos in society, to the point where watching the nightly TV news is like watching a horror movie.
Watch a horror movie right there on my TV. Horror movie.
Listening to the 10 song count on Yarra Valley FM, we'll have the number 4 song of 1975 right after this.
Yarra Valley FM, 10 song count.
Welcome back. You're listening to the 10 song count on Yarra Valley FM, and we're looking at the year 1975.
Number 4.
By early 72, after much turnover, Sherbet's lineup had solidified to include lead vocalist Darrell Braithwaite, Clive Shakespeare on guitar, bassist Tony Mitchell, keyboard player Garth Porter, and drummer Alan Sandow. From 1970 until 1984, Sherbet scored 20 hit singles, and they were the first Australian band to reach $1 million in record sales in Australia. One of the biggest singles was this one in 1975, Summer Love.
Summer Love. It's like no other love.
Yeah.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
10 song count number 3.
ABBA's ubiquitous single Mamma Mia initially topped the charts in November 1975, and it stayed at the number 1 position for 10 weeks. At the time, it was rumoured that every third citizen of Australia owned an ABBA record. It was their first song to make a breakthrough in Australia, thus sparking off their surge in popularity here and elsewhere. January was a song by Scottish rock band Pilot. Written by David Paton and produced by Alan Parsons, January was the first solo number one single in the UK for Pilot as well as Australia. The band was formed in 1973 in Edinburgh by former Bay City Rollers members David Paton and Billy Lyle, prior to the Bay City Rollers hitting the big time.
January, sick and tired, you've been hanging on me. You make me sad with your eyes. You're telling me lies. Don't go, don't go. January, don't be cold, don't be angry to me. You make me sad, come and see. Oh, January, don't go, don't go. Life gets me high. Bring me out of my home, sweet home. Got enough.
telling me lies.
Listening to the 10 song count on Yarra Valley FM, what was the number one single in 1975? Well, we'll find that out right after this.
Yarra Valley FM, 10 song count, number 10. Number 9.
I'll be there before the next teardrop falls.
Number 8.
Don't you ever let a chance go by. Oh Lord, don't you ever let a chance go by. Don't you ever let a chance go by. Oh Lord, don't you ever let a chance go by.
Number 7.
Hey, Mr. Postman.
Number 6.
Love, love will keep us together. Think of me, babe, whenever some sweet talking girl comes along singing a song. Don't mess around, you just gotta be strong. Just stop.
Number 5. Number 4.
Summer love, like no other love.
Number 3.
Mamma mia, here I go again. My, my, how can I resist you? Mamma mia, does it show again? My, my, just how much I miss.
Number 2.
January, don't be gone.
This is the 10 song count on Yarra Valley FM and to the number one single of 1975. The British band The Sweet really hit the big time with their song Fox on the Run. The lyrics of the song are in fact about groupies. Two versions are known, the original version produced by Mike Chapman in association with Nicky Chinn on the 1974 album Desolation Boulevard, and as a more pop-oriented and totally re-recorded 7-inch single self-produced by the band. It is this version that reached number one in Australian single charts in 1975.
Number one.
Thank you.
Sweet's Fox on the Run, number one selling single in Australia in 1975.